Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get Alex back on from yesterday's show. Hey, Alex.
Hi, good morning.
Good, good morning. Morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good.
All right, I think what we did here was we put your picture up online yesterday, and we put a kind of a couple line description of exactly what you're looking for in a guy to take to this engagement party.
Right.
And we only got two emails, but sometimes these things take days to take off.
I guess it's better than none, right?
Maybe not.
I'm looking at their pictures.
Depends
right now.
On the guys.
Not bad looking dudes.
Can I see the pictures?
Wendy's like, really?
Yeah, come on. Bring them over here.
I mean, I could use a date, too. I have a non-engagement party to go to.
There you go. That's Clinton and that's CJ right there. We're thinking that maybe before we talk to these guys, that maybe the point was made yesterday, which is a good one. Like, you're cute and all, but, like, what is in it for these dudes? Because you're asking them to take a night out of their life where they probably would be hanging out with their boys or doing something, you know, that they really want to do. And here they are sacrificing for that night. So what can you offer them in order for them to email and go on this date with you?
Well, that's a good question, and I was thinking about that. I'm thinking if it goes well and we hit it off and whatever, maybe another night I can take them out for dinner and drinks just to, like, thank them for doing this for me.
Okay.
It's a good start.
Yeah.
I think we need something for that night. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're assuming you're taking them for dinner and drinks before.
There's dinner at the thing.
Is that what engagement parties are? They have dinner at them? I've never been to one.
I haven't either.
I haven't either.
They'll have food there.
Probably. It depends on the swankiness of the families getting married.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a role that the guy has to play where he is at an engagement party, number one, which is not something most guys would run to. Mm-hmm. Secondly, he has to play the part of your boyfriend to the point he has to be a good actor to where he's going to talk to family members, the people are going to ask questions. He's going to be a stranger in this world and have to pretend that he's been a part of it for a while. So, I mean, you're asking a lot of a guy to do this for nothing. Right.
Typical
you know?
Boyfriends don't want to do that.
Right.
So I think you
Much
have
less
to.
Much fake boyfriends. What about like throwing in tickets to a Braves game or, I don't know.
Yeah, something like that or sex or something.
Easy.
Pretty much the same thing.
I know you're a pimp on the side, Bird, but not on the air. We had this discussion.
Just being a wingman.
That's funny.
Have you seen the pictures of these two dudes yet?
Yeah, I just looked at them.
Okay. Would you like to talk to Clinton or CJ first?
I can talk to CJ. He has tattoos. I have tattoos.
I like that. Okay.
Something in common.
If your name is Alex, A-L-Y-X, aren't you born with tattoos?
Yes. And a piercing somewhere.
Right. CJ, just to describe the picture, he sent us kind of a rugged everyday guy picture. He's in an Element t-shirt. He's got some jeans on, a hat on, and behind him is like this rushing river. It's kind of looks like a dude's dude.
Like he went hiking for the day. Yeah. He looks tall.
Nature.
Is that a real background or is that like at Walmart?
Olin Mills.
Olin Mills. I love Olin Mills. Wow.
Did we
Are they
shoot
still around?
Yeah. Remember we shot our CD covered in Olin Mills.
CJ, really? Did you get this really? Picture taken at Olin Mills, man?
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yearbook, the school one.
CJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing, dude?
Pretty good.
Good, man. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
You want to say hey to Alex real quick?
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good.
All right, now, CJ, when you went online and you took a look at Alex, what was it about her profile that you said, okay, I think she could be looking for me?
I don't know. She's pretty sexy.
Okay. Cool.
Ow.
Anything in the written description part that made her attractive to you besides her being kind of sexy?
Well, I didn't see much of a written description when I sent the email. I sent it earlier the other morning, so there was nothing else there but just a description of what was going on and that she needed a date for this engagement party.
So what made you want to sign up for this engagement party? Just sound like something different?
Yeah, just sound like something different. You know, sound like something that could be kind of fun.
Man, she's cute. You looked at the picture, man. I'm telling you, that goes a long way. She could have like, three fingers, one nostril. You don't care. She's cute.
So, Alex, when you guys go to the engagement party, do you want, like, you guys have got to, like, be on the same story, right? You've been dating for how long? All that kind of stuff that he's going to have to memorize, right?
Right.
Do you have all that in your mind, like your relationship bio?
No.
See, y'all are going to have to get together before this engagement party for a conversation.
Definitely.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, if he's chosen.
Like, when ideal. Somebody comes up to you and they're like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. you guys seem like such a cute couple. How'd you meet?
Right. We'll have to come up with something.
CJ, is there anything that you want to ask Alex here? I feel like we're doing all the work. Like, I'm ready to go out with her right now. Because I've been working real hard the last 2 days for her.
Well, she said she liked the tattoos and she has some herself. What kind of tattoos do you have?
I have a dove on my side. I have two on my back and I have a barcode on my ankle.
A barcode? That's awesome.
That is nice.
Every time I walk past you, I would go, boop.
On sale.
And I have something on the other foot. I have a heart little design on the other foot.
Okay.
What about you?
Do what?
What are your tattoos?
I have big memorial crosses on my arms. I've got nautical stars on the back of my elbows and a couple of symbols on my shoulder.
And CJ, what part of town do you live in? Is Kennesaw close to you?
In a sun.
Oh, yeah, I live in Ackworth, so it's just right around the corner.
Cool. See, then that's perfect, distance-wise.
All right, cool. We got something there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, nice. CJ, let me put you on hold 1 second because we got to talk to Clinton also.
Okay.
Hold on.
That's an easy nightcap. It's down the road.
I just thought of an ace in the hole. I've got an ace in the hole if none of this works.
Okay.
I got a guy. You know who would work great?
Oh, he would be perfect.
Right?
Missy?
I got an ace in the hole.
He'll do it.
I thought of that too, but I don't think he fits one requirement she had.
The height requirement?
Mm-hmm.
What's your height requirement?
Well, my ex was 5'5", 5'6", and I'm 5'10", so I need somebody tall.
It's going to be close. He'll be close if it's... But he's so good in other areas, man, and you know he'd be able to pull this night off.
Yeah, I think
and he's a good-looking dude, and he would know how to play the game to be on the radio.
Yeah,
a little notoriety.
I think he would do it.
I think so, too.
He's got the confidence to do it.
This is right up his alley. You think he's too short?
Really?
No. Hey, Clinton, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, morning, guys.
How are you, man?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Good. Clinton, why don't you just go ahead straight right to Alex and forget we're here.
Okay, good deal. Hey, Alex, what's going on?
Good morning. How are you?
So, what's the big deal with trying to get back at this guy? Anyways, I know it's 3.5 years in the email, but, is he going to find out that you did this through a radio?
I don't know. I'd
like to help you out here because it seems like a good cause. Since he's such a loser with the whole email scenario, but I'd hate for it to go through on this, and then he finds out that you did it through the radio, and it's all.
Yeah, that would backfire big time.
True,
big time.
Yeah,
it is a good cause though. Like I remember, I was thinking last night, like I had some extra money, and am I going to give it to Alex or Birch Big Adventure? And I was like, I'm going to give it to Alex.
I almost put a benefit concert together.
Mm-hmm. I'm selling chocolate-covered cashew turtles and wrapping paper.
You want to organize a 5K, like a walk or a run or something? He raises a very good point, though, Alex, that if your ex finds out that this is on the radio, I mean, your hand is played, and then you got no game that night at all.
Yeah, I've thought about that, but I don't know how he would know.
Yeah, well,
told him.
Like they were saying before with CJ, I think we should hang out beforehand, you know, at least get to know each other so we can play it off much better and actually have some energy or...
sexual chemistry.
There you go, Jeff. But yeah, I mean, let's get back at this guy.
Clinton, what do you do for a living?
I actually work in a corporate job. I used to do construction, project management, but... now I work for a rent-a-car business.
You seem like you've got like a little bit of an actor spirit about you. Mm-hmm. Like you're going to be able to play the role really well and kind of get into it.
Right. Yeah. You know, I don't have any tattoos on my neck or elbows or anything like that.
We can get you one of those henna ones.
Or a real one. Might be, I mean, how committed are you to this segment? We can get a real one.
I appreciate the fact that when we had, I work in the corporate world and the transportation sector. I'm affiliated with temporary use automobiles at a airport facility.
Absolutely.
I work at Hertz. Yeah.
I mean, if you guys want to pay for it, I'll just go ahead and get Alex tattooed on my neck, and that should be pretty well.
Okay, at least you're nice. Showing some commitment here.
Like yes.
Alex, yeah. Is there anything that you want to ask of Clinton here?
Let's see. You got a job, so that's key.
Right. I mean, I'm pretty active otherwise, outdoors. Do the triathlon.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You do triathlon.
Well, what's fascinating to me is that you're talking about your real lives where you're going to this party to pretend that you're a real life boyfriend, girlfriend. He could have whatever job, Alex, you want to create for him to say. You know what I mean? Like, you can create your own world at this party.
You got to pick a guy that you think can pull this sort of fantasy off best. Mm-hmm. So it really hit the reality of it. Doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't matter what you do in real life.
All you need is chemistry, a little chemistry, and a good looking dude is really what we're looking at.
Right.
All right, Clinton, let me put you on hold, okay?
Sure thing.
Okay. Hey, Alex, if those don't work for you so far, we're going to we'll ask guys to continue to email us. And if not, I've got an ace in the hole if you could just wiggle on that by an inch or so maybe.
Okay.
How tall, you
How
think,
tall
dude,
is he?
I don't think he was that short.
I don't think
but
so
But you're
either.
Short.
Everything's tall to me.
Because this is a dude that is a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
He could definitely play the role and but do it really
don't
well.
Don't you think that he's cocky enough to be like, whoa, it's in it for me?
No, I just think he's... Well, I think that he'd say, it sounds like a fun night, let's go for it.
Okay. I think he would get some anyways. He's just that good.
He's that good.
I think so.
Really?
Oh, he's good.
Right. Okay.
Oh, I've
seen the work happen.
I saw it this weekend. He's good. It's all right. Okay. So if this doesn't go well the next couple of days, we've got an ace in the hole for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Alex. Bye bye.
Thanks.
It didn't feel like it went well.
Nope. No, it did not go well.
I understand why people online date.
Yeah.
Well, you're funnier when you're typing it.
But I think Alex is her only focus is this look on her boyfriend's face when she first walks in with this guy. Mm-hmm. I don't think she put a lot of thought into the fact that it's going to be a 5-hour evening.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Hey, The Bird Show.